Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carl Taylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Busby. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby fires to first and picks off Kelly. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Andrews moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Otis out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Morales covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Shaw reaches second base with a double. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shaw moves to third. One out. Steve Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allen strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Taylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hovley for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Otis out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spezio moves to third. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales strikes out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick fires to third and picks off Spezia. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Hermann, and Allen drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shaw moves to third. Steve Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shaw scores. Kirkpatrick moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkpatrick. The throw from Wood to Spezio and back to Andrews, and Kirkpatrick is out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Busby. Kelly moves to third. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Royals. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Allen steals second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hovley hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Taylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Taylor steals third. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Schall is walked intentionally. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Schall moves to second. Terry Forster now pitching. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Steve Busby. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry pinch hits for Freddie Potek. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Schall scores. Kirkpatrick moves to third. It's 4-2, Royals. Bobby Floyd pinch runs for John Mayberry. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alfitz Morris now pitching. Bobby Floyd now playing shortstop. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Taylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Mike Jackson now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews scores. Allen moves to second. It's 4-3, Royals. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Rick Reichardt. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to third. May moves to second. Tony Muser pinch hits for Ed Spezia. Norm Angelini now pitching. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Tony Muser. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. There goes May trying to get to home. Piniella throws the ball into Kirkpatrick, who tags May, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Johnstone moves to third. Bradford moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Royals, 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Rich Morales. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. Jorge Orton now playing third base. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Piniella bunts towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to second. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Schall reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Terry Forster. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.